Part 5. About Achievements. Recording 3.
Would you talk about the Marriotts?
Yes, madam. When I was a sales manager of Croydon Friendship Store, I succeeded in raising the yearly sales by 25%.
That's fine. Have you got any theses published in English?
Yes, madam. I've got 2 articles in English published in the Time magazine in 1993.
Have you received any honors or rewards?
I was chosen as one of the top 10 prominent youths of Britain in 1996. Recording 4.
What was the most significant accomplishment in the last job?
Answer A. I worked as a project member to develop a new information system liaising with all relevant divisions from engineering, production, stock keeping, sales and accounting. From the concept stage and budgeting to development, it took 2 full years. Now the administration process between the divisions has improved tremendously. Answer B. I developed a new manufacturing technology in 2003, and the production quantity has continued to expand every year since then. There is no company anywhere in the world which can go beyond this technology when it comes to mass production.
How hard did you grow to achieve your objectives?
Answer A. Once I set up a target, I work hard to achieve it by implementing various methods. When I had a task to reduce the production lead time, I involved all our factory staff and our subcontractors to develop new planning, procurement, and distribution methods. I worked about 10 hours a day to accomplish this. Now the overall lead time has been reduced from the previous 2 months or longer down to X stock with up to 1 month of lead time. Answer B. I worked very hard. I focus all my energy on achieving my objectives. When I'm working on a new project or something especially difficult, all I do is work. Naturally, I do eat, bathe and sleep, but I eat quickly and sleep little. Most of my time is spent working.
What accomplishment was most difficult for you to achieve?
Answer A. Developing an extended maintenance-free instrument while keeping the costs down in order to meet a customer's requirements. I enjoyed this challenge, and I am confident that this innovation will become a great contribution to our company. Answer B. This may sound a little strange, but it was actually an episode where I had to overcome culture shock. I was travelling across America by bus, and I had just arrived at a bus station in Mexico City. I got off the bus and picked up my backpack. Then I looked out at a sea of Mexican faces. They seemed to go on and on for miles, and I could not see a single English person anywhere. It took all my courage to start walking.
If I had you today, what would you accomplish first?
Answer A. First of all, I would like to get along well with the people related to my job. I believe this is essential to achieve my tasks and targets. Answer B. I would first study everything that I was responsible for. Only after that would I be able to start improving the work that I am responsible for. Knowledge, after all, is power. Knowledge of my responsibilities would give me the power to improve things.